This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The Trippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes at tired.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We say hello, good morning to our friends at 94.7 KZND, Alaska's Rock Alternative, Anchorage, Alaska. Oh, yeah. And our friends jumping on at 98 Rock in Sacramento and Big Dog 97.9 in Joplin, Missouri. Big show for you. Head Chef is in. Ted's Meat and Potatoes is all about the tailgate and another round of No West Sherlock Profile. And we will drink and toast with the shot of the day. In the meantime, game is Big Dummy. 844-999. Ola, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Cody. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Big Dummy!
Ola, bitches!
Ola! Cody, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
Sober Cody, welcome to the show. All right, our Men's Room poll, for those of you just joining us, how much ransom we're asking for you? What can people get for you? Would it be between $1 and $1,000, $1,000 and $10,000, $10 to $50, or $50-plus, Cody? How much do you think you're worth?
I want to say probably just $1,000 to $10,000, you know, easy.
All right. Okay, who would you call?
I'll call a buddy of mine.
You think he's good for the cash?
Oh, I know he's good for the cash.
But would he spend it on you? That's the real question.
Probably not. He'd probably laugh at me on the phone and tell me to have a good time.
From what I could tell, going friend is the way to go.
You think so?
One guy on Twitter was, Brian was like, yeah. Like, I think she'll bail me out.
What, his wife?
Yeah.
What's their money?
Right. But he was like, we have
but
it.
But that's a different scenario.
It is.
Because she's going to be mad at you, and somehow this is your fault.
Mm-hmm.
Where your buddy's like, just explain it later. Your parents just go into a panic, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the difference.
What
did you do? Right. I got kidnapped.
Mm-hmm.
Why? I don't know why. That's why they're calling you. They want money. All right, here is your question. What company introduced canned ham, thank you, to the United States in 1926?
Spam?
Damn.
You have a guess, Ted?
Go ahead, Mr. Confident. Put your hand up. Let's say it.
It's the first thing that hit my mind.
Hormel.
Hormel.
Yeah. I was going to say that, or Armor.
Really? Armor?
Yeah.
You're like the guy that said, name a popular cola. Well, I was going to say Coca-Cola or Mr. Pibb.
You never heard that?
I've heard of it. I'm saying nobody. I'm okay, like, come right. on.
Whatever.
Jesus.
Come on.
Delicious. Your next question, sir. What two countries recently agreed to a joint bid for the 2032 yep. Olympics?
Oh, hell, I don't know. Uganda and Jordan.
Oh, so close.
Which countries?
What two countries recently agreed to a joint bid for the 2032 Olympics? No, in South Korea's.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they were.
They're great. Getting along great.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
Already planning trips.
What do we do about all this waste?
Throw in the ocean. All right, what is the closest country to the city of Detroit if you head south?
Mexico?
Give me that again.
What is the closest country to the city of Detroit if you head south?
Canada.
Oh.
Windsor, Ontario. Oh, reaches
it's
under.
Awesome.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's a trick question.
It's not a trick question. It's the first goddamn country you hit of your
Miles, I'm pretty sure I only know that because of you.
I know. I was young when I lived there.
I was like, you imparted that knowledge.
Yeah. Where is the skeleton of a spider located?
On the outside.
Oh! Bam!
There you go.
All right. Game is Big Dummy. 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Rayleigh. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Rayleigh. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Okay. Hola.
Hola.
Rayleigh. Take your time. Sober, not sober.
I'm sober.
All right, Rayleigh, welcome to the show. Rayleigh, we're doing a little kidnapping for our men's room poll.
How much ransom for you? Is it between $1 and $1,000, $1,000 and $10,000, $10,000 to $50, or $50 plus?
Okay, and can family be involved in this?
I have to be.
Okay, then I would have to say $50,000 plus.
$50 plus.
Oh, really?
Why do you think you've earned this?
Right. Again, this isn't about whether or not they have the money. Are they willing to spend it on your ass?
Really? Are you a doctor?
No. No, okay. No. I haven't earned it. I just have a feeling they would just bow down and do that.
Oh, they would bow down.
Bow down.
I haven't earned it, but they kind of treat me like royalty.
So there you go.
I'll kiss my feet and pay these people.
I admit, I deserve none of it. But they do it.
I really don't, but
do you think do they have the money?
Yes.
They do have the money.
Yeah, they're going to spend it.
Do you have a brother or sister?
I have a brother, yes.
Okay. All right.
Older or younger?
Older.
Okay. That's why. It all explains itself now. All right. Yeah. Here is your question. What rock star is Vincent Furnier better known as?
Vince Neil?
Story's a script. It's freaking Alice Cooper.
Alice Cooper.
Oh, my.
His birth name was Margaret Cooper, but he felt that was too effeminate, so he changed it to Alice.
Oh, okay.
Vincent.
Vincent.
Get off the golf course, Vincent.
That is all my man does now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's your question. What fictional village sits in the shadow of Mount Crumpet? You've heard of this joint.
Fictional village.
Yeah, I didn't realize this, and I saw the answer, and I'm like, I never knew this. This Mount Crumpet was the place.
Is it Whoville?
Damn.
Oh, really?
Nailed it.
All right.
Nailed
very good.
It.
Okay.
Yeah, I had no freaking idea.
Mount Crumpet.
That Mount good. Crumpet. That's where the
makes sense.
Yeah. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Ola. Matt, are you playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
At 3 p.m. on a Thursday. Sober.
Sober Matt. Okay. Matt, our men's room poll, how much ransom for you? Between a buck or a thousand or 10,000, 10,000 to 50 or 50 plus?
I would hope that just moving here from the East Coast last year, my girlfriend could post, 10 to 50.
10 to 50. And you're basing that on the fact that you moved?
Yes. She owes me.
Oh, all right.
Okay. Oh, if you say that out loud, all you get right. 1 to 1,000.
Okay. Right.
Keep that to yourself.
So you're bitter. You're bitter.
I'm not bitter.
Not
bitter.
Yet.
You're bitter.
All right, let's go to the world of weird children's television. Which Teletubby has a triangle on its head?
Oh, the gay one. Tinky Winky.
Good talking to you, Matt. You identified that really quick.
My game favorite one would have been Stinky Pinky. He ended up, Stinky Pinky got booted out of the Teletubby. Yes, he did.
Why?
For how he made his pinky stinky apparently was problematic to the other Teletubbies.
Can't
he went
that.
To HR 3 times.
Can't do that at work.
Yeah, you can't do that at work, and they cut him loose.
Game is a big dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Say hello to David. Hello, David. Welcome to the men's room.
Big dummy!
David.
Hola, David.
Oh.
Sober, not sober, David.
Sober.
Sober, David. All right, buddy. So you've been kidnapped, David. How much ransom? Between a buck and $1,000, $1,000 and $10,000, $10,000 to $50,000, or 50 plus?
I'd say probably $1,000 to $10,000.
$1,000 to $10,000. And who are you calling there, David?
Most likely a friend.
All right. Okay.
The family. Friend he knows has about 10 grand.
Is it the fact that your family wouldn't bail you out, or because you don't think that they could provide the funding?
The later.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, but that's not personal.
No, it's not.
Hey, man.
It's like, I love you, man, but I really like, I got.
I don't have the money.
I have a Visa card with, I can't charge you anymore.
Did they take EBT?
Right, exactly.
All right, your question. What island does the Statue of Liberty stand on?
Liberty Island?
Freedom Island! Proud to be...
That's exactly right. Very good.
Should have been Fantasy Island.
Yes. He said, welcome.
Big W is the game, 844-999-OLA. Who is our next contestant ready to play?
Hello, Ken. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys.
Hola. Ken, sober, not sober.
Oh, completely sober.
Completely sober, Ken. Great to have you here.
Yeah.
What do we got here? All right. Ransom for you between a buck and a thousand, 1,000 and 10, 10 to 50 or 50 plus?
50 plus, but I would probably have to make payment arrangements immediately. I mean, they would probably want something signed before I was turned over.
But I like how that works. So
they would definitely, I'd have to have some payment arrangement.
They would pay the money to get you out, but not until you have signed a disclosure that you will, in fact, pay them back in some kind of installment.
Yeah, and probably notarized.
Okay. Okay. So. Ken, who is this person that's willing to give you this kind of money?
Oh, it's probably my parents.
All right. Have they bailed you out before in your lifetime?
Yeah, you can tell.
Well, I'm going to guess.
Okay, how much?
Wait, no, I can tell.
Very low, low amounts. But
I can tell you have not paid them back. That's what I can tell.
It was a gift.
How much? How much did they get? How much? Would they buy you a car? What would they get?
It was under $2,000.
All right. Okay.
Okay. All right. All right. Here's your question. Although I like how they operate. Look, we'll bail you out of there, man. We'll get you out of there. We need this notarized.
If
the kidnappers can be patient, we should have this all set up in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
All right. There are four C's, as in the letter C, used to evaluate the value and quality of a diamond. Ronnie Mervis himself told me this. Tom Shane confirmed it. They stand for carat, cut, clarity, and what? Well, I just made a rhyme.
One more. So there's clarity, cut, carats?
Clarity. So carats, cut, clarity, and one other C.
I should collusion. Know it, but...
Why should you know it? You don't
I've
care.
I've married enough times to know it.
How many times have you been cash? That should be correct. Yeah. Ken, how many times have you been married?
Just twice. That's enough.
All right, sweet.
Just twice.
Any guesses? On the four C's, of carat, cut, clarity, and color.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
We're all dudes. We're like, color, right. Okay. Hey, Ken, do us a favor. Hang on the line there for us, would you?
Okay.
All right, if you'd like to be a contestant, play Big Dummy, 844-999. Olo will take a quick break. More of Big Dummy on the way. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we'll drink and tell us with a shot of the day and return of Noah Sherlock. In the meantime, we have the game known as Big Dummy. And Ken on the line. Ken is playing for Team Sober and working on question number 2, I believe. Or maybe it's number 3 at this point, Ken. I think it is 3.
Is it 3?
Number 2.
It's number 2.
All right.
Yeah, I missed the diamond one and then made a joke about never again. And then instantly got blown up by a text from my girlfriend.
Is that possibly wife number 3?
Yeah, it will be eventually, but...
You don't have to say that just because she's listening. Look, man.
Oh, yeah.
We even told you. We told you. You need to just keep some things inside. Because when you say it out loud, then they know.
Yeah, trying to be funny.
Well, congratulations on your future engagement.
I'm sure she finds that hilarious.
Yeah.
And listen, girlfriend of Ken, know one thing. He now knows that when he buys you that diamond, he's going to look for the carat, cut, clarity, and color. You're welcome.
You go. How helpful are you guys?
And girlfriend of Ken, stay the girlfriend. He obviously has some trouble with these marriages.
See? Once you do that, go through the long engagement.
Yeah. Get her ring. She'll be happy.
Mm-hmm. And even at the altar, when they say, you know, do you take it? Say, I will.
So, Ken,
but not right now, but I will.
Ken, the I'm going to let time, you finish.
The first time you lost half your stuff, right?
Yeah.
And then the next time, you lost half of that, which means now you have a fourth.
Like 80% of that.
Okay, now you have...
You have like 5% of what you have.
And then, you have 4%, and now you're gonna divide that, so maybe you'll have 2%.
Yeah.
Huh.
Man, you know how to do it. All right, here is your question. Mount Mitchell, that's the highest peak of what American mountain range?
Appalachian.
Well done.
I thought it was Mount Washington, but what do I know? Anyway.
Mount Mitchell. I did not know that.
I didn't either.
But when it's the Appalachians, no one cares because none of the mountains are tall.
No, they're not that
tall. You can say it's the tallest of... That's like saying, what's that show? Little Big World? Well, Little People Big World or something like...
In fairness.
He's the tallest member of his family.
In fairness, it also has a lot to do with where the mountains begin. So in other words, and it's not that they're not high,
it's how you, it's based on elevation. So in other words, the relief of the mountain is from the base of the mountain to the top.
They're still short mountains.
They're short mountains. But when you start a mile high, like you do in Denver, and then you start moving up from there, your elevation is going to be higher. But if you were to hike as far as the distance from one to the top.
Are you sure? If you put an Appalachian Mitchell.
Hang on. Here's the one thing about the Appalachians, like compared to, like, say, the Cascades on the West
Coast. Well, they're old and eroded, so that's part of it.
The Appalachians are shorter, but they're also steeper.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And they're thick, like a tuna can.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
And Appalachian man.
That's right.
I see where you guys are going with it.
I keep it
here. I am pulling for the tall lane.
Yeah,
No.
This is old school.
Steep
this is like
and thick.
It's like a
snow covered mountain.
It's like a toadstool. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999 Ola. Who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
You're going to hate that you asked this. Hello, Eastwood.
Oh,
welcome to the men's room.
Ola, Big Ola.
Ola.
Eastwood, are we sober or not sober?
I'm sober for right now, okay. But I got some blanking incredible to smoke here when I get off the phone from TJ, so.
TJ hooked you up.
Yeah, TJ does, yeah, $50 for half an ounce.
I'm sure he's glad that you're announcing to everyone that he's selling illegal weed, you know what I mean? I'm sure he's like, will you shut up, Eastwood?
Or use different initials?
What was the strain of that again? What'd you call it?
It was FN incredible.
Oh, okay, all right. All right, our men's room poll, Eastwood. How
Miles
much ransom
that
for
down.
You? $1,000, $1,000 to $10, $10 to $50, or $50 plus?
I think my comptroller could come up with $10 to $50.
$10 to $50.
Yeah, yeah. But what do you think they would get? Because if you say $10 to $50, I'm going to give you $10.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's but
Eastwood, I got to be honest with you. I have to be honest with you. And please, you know I love you, right? I'm telling you.
Yeah, I know you love me.
I'm telling you within 20.
That Miles, don't like me.
I'm saying this. I'm saying after 25 minutes, you've driven them so crazy, they just let you go. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I think after 25 minutes, they just go, you know what? Just go.
This is what we do with the kidnapper.
Just go. You know what I mean? Just go.
If somebody were to kidnap Eastwood, what we would do is call the kidnappers and be like, tell you what, you give us $50,000, we'll take them off your hands.
We'll come get it.
Right.
Hey, I'd work for the show any day. I want to do a Jay Leno street walk and get some big stars on here for you.
That'd be great.
That's such an original name, too. Jay Leno street walk. You know, I'd call it that.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
The men's room Jay Leno.
You see this? You hear about this? You see this?
All right, Eastwood, here's your question.
Hold on, Dad.
What's up, Eastwood?
What shape is the scar on Harry Potter's forehead?
Like a snake?
Wrong button.
Like a what?
Lightning bolt.
Lightning bolt. Okay.
Or Zorro, right? Okay.
What is he, Wonder Boy?
I don't know why he has a lightning bolt scar on his forehead.
I didn't know. I don't think I knew that.
Well, I think he can hit home runs, yeah.
If I'd written the, that's what he's known to be.
Okay.
All right, your next question. What hangs from the roof of a limestone cave?
What hangs from the roof?
Well, I got two choices.
Yes, you do.
And I think I got this. I think it's stalactites.
God, I thought that was going to go in a different. What hangs from the roof? What dangles from the?
Don't know if Eastwood have read Harry Potter, but if he did, his assessment of Harry Potter, the actual character, not the character himself, apparently a D.
Yeah.
Well, he was kind of a D. Like, was he? Is that what Harry Potter was known for? That he was just this big giant,
complete.
D.
Yeah.
Right?
To everybody.
Right. Too good.
Tapping people in the face with his wand.
Once he got famous. Yeah. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999 Ola, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Aubrey. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hello.
Hola.
Aubrey, sober, not sober.
Sober.
Sober, Aubrey. Welcome to the show. All right, Aubrey. We're going to find out what you're worth here in the event of a kidnapping. How much ransom for you do you think it'll be between $1,000 and $1,000, $1,010, $10 or $50, or $50 plus?
I think $50 plus.
And why do you believe that, Aubrey?
Well, I don't think my husband thinks that he could survive without his children's mother around.
Okay.
So
well, that means he doesn't want to deal with the kids.
So you're banking
on... So it's not so much about you.
It could be anybody.
Right.
He just doesn't... He just wouldn't be able to do it.
His self-preservation, I think he would pay my ransom, yes.
Okay. But I understand what you're saying, but that means it would take him a week. Because the first week, he would go binge drinking, just eat crap, you know what I mean? And then when he really feels like garbage and then really recognizes the depth of what you do, then he would do it. So you're probably right, but just give him seven days.
You're not saying that he would do this because he necessarily
he loves you
and cares about you, but you're just saying from a formatical standpoint, he would not be able to survive without you.
No, he would not.
All right, so you kind of got him there.
Well, some people need to be put under pressure.
Well, like, well done. Like, look, if you don't love me, I'll just make sure you survive. Right,
what can he do? Can he not cook?
No, you know, honestly, he really is a wonderful dad, and he
sounds like
he
it.
Really does. He gets overwhelmed, so which honestly, you know, he's not the one that stays home with them as often. So by the end of his weekend, he's usually
Out there shoveling some snow. He's out there shoveling snow in 110 degree
weather. Fence, yeah.
What? Okay, Aubrey, how old are your children?
5 and 1.
All right, so you're in that tough time. Are you done with the children, or after this one, or are you thinking about maybe having sex for a third time?
Looking for a couple more times, hopefully.
All right,
a couple more. Wait,
you think he's overwhelmed now?
So he gets overwhelmed, but you want to throw
more logs on this fire.
The food is too spicy, so grab the red pepper flakes. That's what you're saying here,
huh?
You didn't ask me if he wants more children.
This is your idea.
I want more children.
This is your idea,
really.
They're having more children.
That means he's having more children.
It's a trap. It's a trap.
What was that, Admiral Akbar? Retreat! It's a trap!
It's a trap!
How many kids would you want to have? In the perfect world of Aubrey, how many children would you have?
I wanted eight.
Eight? Wait,
you're going to be walking down the street minding your own business. One's going to fall on the ground.
No.
That means he's going to fall out of you. All the neighbor Tina.
I'm too old now, though. I'm 30 now, and I only have two. So all right. Back.
What is the sex?
30's not too old.
What is the sex of your children? Boy, girl, what do you got?
Two boys.
Oh, so you want a little girl. That's your deal.
Nope.
You want someone who hates you like most daughters do their mother.
I would love four little boys. But if I get a girl, I get a girl now.
Okay. All right.
Who the hell wants eight kids?
Nobody.
I mean, unless you're like a cannibal that prefers to eat children,
eight
I can't.
Is enough.
It right. Eight is enough.
Is too much.
Two is enough. One is enough.
You know people side-eye you when you got that many kids. They won't say anything, but they do give you the side-eye like, your footprint is way too large.
Not me. I'm like, that is a fertile woman.
She likes to spend time on her back.
Her vagina's like a factory.
Unbelievable. It just brings things. It's like a magnet.
Her vagina breathes life onto Earth. She'll like throw fruit into a volcano. She'll just pop one out. All right, here's your question.
What team is that?
Now that we've made your vagina a deity, in what country would you find the mouth of the Yukon River?
The mouth.
Will Smith asked me.
I meant the mouth.
Where would you find the mouth of the Yukon River?
They never did. That's why they got eight kids.
The mouth of it, South America?
Is it going to be United States?
United States.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I guess Canada, United States.
I thought it was a trick question.
No, you're right.
I thought the same thing. Like, it's got to be the United States. I was like, maybe it's Mexico.
Is it in the continent or is it in Alaska? Do we know that much?
I don't know. Okay. I assume it's in continental. So, well, there's only two rivers that flow north, right?
There's a few more, but the Nile and the Monongahela.
Monongahela, right. The other one that rolls off the tongue.
Right.
What?
Isn't there another, like, faint, like, there's no a few, offense, but like a little more famous than the Monongahela.
So what, you don't like the fame level of the Monongahela River?
Yeah.
What do they got to do? I mean, what do you need more cafe?
You don't hear about it on the bunch. Right.
I mean, you hear about the Nile.
The Nile, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, one of them, you know, they say might be where, like, civilization really started. The Monongahela is where it ends.
Yeah, like, we got Manny Brothers.
Yeah.
Right. And Black Lung. Right. All right. Here's your question.
Yeah.
Who was Bill Clinton's vice president?
All you know. A lock lotion. A lock massages to roll over.
And I want you to just take care of that. I can see, you can see through the town that I'm already getting excited. I'm excited about the environment. I'm excited about you.
Crap, I know.
Oh, Big Al, are you leaving?
No, I'm here.
No, no, stay. I need you to finish this off for me. Big Al's hungry.
He just, was it Al Gore?
Oh, good job, Aubrey. How the hell did you figure that out? Very good. All right. Kim is Big Dummy 844-999-OLA.
I was hoping she would just say Dan Quayle.
Oh, yeah. I love the Hotel Lucia.
Didn't we stay at the hotel?
Goddamn right we did. That's why we tried to bribe the guys at the front desk to get a hair club's room number. Hey, we were going to give them $400 in cash and they wouldn't take it.
There's one thing about that hotel, all right? And I understand. Al Gore would go there and get a rub down on Big Al downstairs.
Big Al loves the Rose City.
Meet my bald downstairs neighbor, won't you? Part of my carbon footprint. Yeah, right. So he's trying to get hooked up there. I did not realize it was his hotel.
Oh, Big Al thought it was Rip City.
But we tried to bribe the front desk people. Said, man, here's $400 cash, right? Our friend just threw it up. I think we had like $40. This dude opens his wallet, grabs all of his cash, throws it on the counter, says, just give us this guy's room number. They looked at the money. They wanted to take the money. They even told us we would love
to take that money.
They wouldn't. Sir, we're not going to. Mad respect.
Yeah.
Al Gore, on the other hand.
Big Al, he can't control himself.
What city's that in?
Portland.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Mason. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hola.
How's it going?
Mason, you playing for Team Sober, not Sober?
Sober.
Sober, Mason.
Sober.
All right, Mason. Men's room poll. How much ransom for you between $1 and $1,000, $1,010, $10 and $50, or $50+?
I'm going to say $5.
All right, between $1 and $1,000. Why is that, Mason? Why do you think you're worthless?
Not worthless. It's worth $5.
If I ever get kidnapped, it's probably because I have no common sense.
Well, don't you start out that way?
Probably.
I mean, you'll just like, all of a sudden, I didn't have any common sense. Right. I lost it. No, I think
I probably walked in some like horrible alley and then get kidnapped.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
I mean, more than likely, that's how most of us are going to get kidnapped.
You would think you don't volunteer. Well, no. Nobody says, "Hey, man, come here for a second because we want to kidnap you," and then you voluntarily walk over. Like, chances are they ambushed you, right?
Yeah.
Look, I've been involved in one kidnapping, all right? And I was too drunk to remember anything that happened. But as it was explained to me, apparently we just pulled the car over, sprinted out, snatched someone off the street, stuffed them in a car, and off we went. He didn't walk into it.
I'm sure he was having a great day at that point.
I don't know, but things were not good.
Keep the pepperoni.
It's all yours. All right, here is your question. Pearl Harbor is located on which of the Hawaiian Islands?
The second.
Okay, I need a name.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. Yeah, hang on.
Oh, yeah. Hang on.
I know the name, too.
I know you know the name. We've all heard of it. It's just if you get the right one.
Honolulu Island?
But that's a city, right?
That is Wahoo? A city. It's Oahu, which is, I believe, where Honolulu is, but we needed the name of the island.
Oahu!
Your next question. In what city did Rosa Parks refuse to move to the back of the bus?
Repeat the question.
In what city did Rosa Parks refuse to move to the back of the bus?
Common sense, huh?
Washington, D.C.
Someone's asking me, is that how you kidnap somebody?
Is it Mobile or Birmingham?
That's how I kidnap somebody. I don't know how you kidnap somebody. That's what I did. That's what I was told. I don't know. Look, if you want to kidnap someone, I said, try your own thing.
Yeah.
Let me know. But yeah, that's how I did it. No, that would in fact be Montgomery, Alabama.
Oh, Montgomery.
Mr. Montgomery.
Thank you. Hey, I sit in the back of the bus.
That's
see,
true.
I keep the tradition.
I had that happen to me once.
Mm-hmm. You had what happen to you once?
Someone told me to go sit in the back.
Someone told you to go sit in the back of the bus?
Yes. I don't remember the reason why. It was like 2 years ago.
That's kind of weird. I've ridden a lot of buses, but like it's rare that somebody goes, go sit in the back.
No one needs to,
I mean, did the bus driver ask you, or just some random person who got on the bus told you to go sit in the back of the bus?
No, some dude just wanted the seat because I'm sitting next to, like, one of his, probably his best pals or something like that, and I...
Oh, is this like a school bus?
Yeah, I was like...
Oh, all right.
Oh, all right.
This is the senior telling you to get
that. Look, if you got to ride one of those butter sticks, right, the rolling death traps they call the school bus... You're going to get treated like crap, right? It's just going to happen. Sure. It doesn't matter.
I'm just envisioning this guy getting on a
city bus.
I'm just envisioning him getting on a city bus. The bus driver be like,
you in the back. In the back of the bus. Because you smell like everyone else in the back. All right, your question. How many players are on an NFL team's roster?
Can you repeat the question?
Nope.
How many players are on an NFL team's roster?
NFL team. 29.
53. What did you have? What were you thinking?
I always think 52. I don't know why.
Oh, because you don't care about kickers.
Did they change?
Just say it. Be honest.
Why would you right now?
Oh, God. That brand. What is going on? How do they all suck in 1 week?
Because they got a pack.
All right, question five, Mason.
The stress of knowing you have to move.
Listen very carefully to the question. We will not allow you to use the crutch. Will you repeat the question anymore?
I get the feeling you're going to know the answer to this. What color is the, quote, ring of death that signifies that your Xbox 360 is broken forever? Forever.
All right.
Like I said, you just, there's something about him. I'm like, this is the question is that he's going to
this
know.
This is the one I get.
I have no doubt about it.
All right, more of a Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLA. And the head chef is on the way, Ted's Meat and Potatoes. All about the tailgating. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Head chef coming up. Ted's Meat and Potatoes opens a lid on that crock pot. All about the tailgate coming up with the head chef. Ted's Meat and Potatoes coming up after the game known as Big Dummy. 844-999. Ola Steve, who is our new contestant ready to play the game?
Hello, Eric. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hola.
Hola. He yells from across the room.
Eric, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober,
Eric. All right, welcome to the show, Eric. But our men's room poll today, how much ransom do you think could be gotten for you? Between $1 and $1,000, $1,000 and $10,000, $10,000 and $50,000, or 50-plus?
I'm going to go 1 to 10.
1 to 10.
1,000.
1 to 10,000.
I assume, yeah.
1 to $10. I'll give you $5.50 for Eric.
All right,
Eric. $1,000 and $10,000.
Here is your first question. What river separates New Hampshire from Vermont? And as a hint, the river is named after a state, but not either one of those states.
The Mississippi?
Let me guess here.
All right, so it's a river that runs between Vermont and New Hampshire. The river itself is named after a state, but neither of those states are the state that this river is named after.
The Maine River.
Nah, right, general area.
The Massachusetts River.
Keep going.
Connecticut River.
Connecticut.
There you go. Who knew?
Well, all of us now, none of us before now. Your question. I bet you Miles knows the answer to this for some strange reason. What flavor of Kool-Aid was used at the Jonestown Massacre?
Flavor?
Mm-hmm. Poisoned everyone there with Kool-Aid.
I just know, like, there's red Kool-Aid and blue Kool-Aid.
Well, there's one specific flavor that they use at Jonestown.
I don't know.
I believe it was orange tang, Steve.
Grape.
Oh, great. Grape Kool-Aid? Aw, see?
The whole city of Atlanta.
Now, do you like grape Kool-Aid? I like grape Kool-Aid.
I do. I haven't had it in a long
time.
I was always very partial to the red fruit punch Kool-Aid.
I was going to say, those are my two. And tropical punch now is what it's called.
But did you ever have a bad Kool-Aid?
What was bad? Yeah, sometimes the orange sucked. It had that,
That
orange drink.
But that's different. This is different.
Flavor.
Because orange is an actual thing.
Lemon lime.
Kool-Aid did not excel at doing things you'd heard of before.
Right.
Fruit punch, that's just kind
fruit
of a
punch. Is the
charcoalberry punch, they made it up.
I don't think anything surpasses fruit punch.
No.
It's the clear winner.
Oh, yeah. What does the Kelvin scale measure?
Ooh. I know this one.
Kelvins.
I know what it is.
Well, if you tell us, we'll all find out.
I just want to let you know that I'm taking a shower. You guys ever have anybody call in from the shower?
No, never.
I don't believe we have.
All right. Well, it measures temperature.
All right. Good job, Eric. Hopefully you can turn the water up a little bit so you look a little better on the profile.
Man, oh, man.
Wet and naked and called us. Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Although that explains when we first shouted out his name, it took him a second to get to the phone.
He was
clearly on another side of the room, and now, you were taking a shower.
He calls the show. All right. You get in kind of a little bit of a line here, depending on how long the contestant is.
And your call is very important to us. We will get to your call in the order. He was there for 44 minutes.
That's what I'm saying. So he figures,
I'll jump
in the shower real quick here, man. It probably won't come to me. And if they will, I'll just put them on speakerphone and I'll do what I do best.
I'll do it naked.
That's right. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Andy. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Ola.
Ola. Ola. Andy, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Not sober, Andy. Welcome to the show. Men's room poll, how much ransom for you there, Andy? Between $1 and $1,000, $1,000 and $10,000, $10,000 to $50,000, or 50 plus?
Probably go with $1,000 and $10,000.
Between $1,000 and $10,000. Okay. Who are you going to get the money from, by the way, Andy?
Probably going to be my parents.
All right. They would bail you out. Have they helped you before?
Yes, they have. They actually just recently helped me get a car. So.
Oh, nice. What kind of car did you get?
It's a Hyundai Elantra.
Oh, those are nice cars.
Now, see, what he fails to tell you is they didn't give him any money for it. They helped him steal it.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Either way, you acquired a car.
All right.
Exactly.
All right, here's your question. I don't know why different groups of animals have all these ridiculous names, but in this case, what is a group of bears called?
Ooh.
I call it dangerous, and that's good enough for me.
No kidding. I pass. I do not know.
A gaggle.
Nope. That's a geese. That's geese.
A click.
Not a click.
A murder.
Not a murder. That's crows.
A sea.
A school.
I'll give you a hint. What's his name? Sherlock Holmes. He can be described as a detective
or... A sleuth.
Sleuth, yes. A
sleuth of bears.
It turns out when bears get together, they do detective work.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Super. The super sleuth.
A sleuth of bears.
The super sleuth.
I wonder if they all wear the hat.
They do. And the monocle. Back to the monocle. Like Dr. Peanut. All right, your question.
Why is the monocle attached to the bear?
Or is it attached to Mr. Peanut?
Isn't it like right here? But he's wearing a jacket. The bear's kind of naked.
Is he wearing a jacket, Mr. Peanut?
He's wearing clothes, right? Or no, you're right. He's just a peanut.
It's the top hat. He's got the monocle. Does he wear a jacket? I don't even know now. No, is Mr. Peanut naked? Or is he wearing a coat? Because if he's naked with a monocle and hat, that makes it effed up.
Okay, Mr.
And he's got a cape.
You know what? He is, oh boy, he's pantsless. He's got a jacket on.
There's no jacket on.
No, he's got a jacket on, but no, well, it depends on the peanut. I mean, sometimes he's full naked frontal. A lot. He's wearing some tights, maybe. I don't know.
That is full frontal peanut.
But right here, when he's dappered up, I mean, he's...
Yeah, it gets,
he's going no pants.
I wouldn't have thought about it, but then you put him in a jacket but no pants, you go like, that's not okay.
Yeah. I think we know that peanut's in.
All right, your next question. If you win a blue ribbon for coming in first place, what color ribbon do you get for second? I wouldn't know, dog.
Red, I think.
It is red.
Oh, apparently someone's come in second a lot.
How about third place? They had 1 through 4. I didn't even know you got a fourth place ribbon. So blue is first place. Red is second place.
Yellow?
Negative.
White?
White.
White.
Yellow is fourth place.
You know what honorable mention is?
That green. Is fourth, right?
Are you kidding?
How would you know that?
What do you mean?
Because I was not good at field day when I was a short, fat child.
Oh.
I got a lot of honorable mentions.
What is field day?
You ever had field day?
You don't remember
school?
That?
No. What do you do?
Basically, you go to school and then like parents show up and they set up a bunch of activities like kick the soccer ball or throw a ball as far
50
as
50-yard dash, yeah. Run around the track, all no. That
very
stuff.
Very athletic stuff.
Huh. Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Great
game. Game is Big Dummy 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Toothless Don. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
What's up, Don?
Don, are you sober or not sober?
Normal, which means some Dilaudid, a couple vodkas, and a couple dabs. So, yeah. Not.
Ah, the nice day off.
Wait, will you repeat that for everybody so they can hear you? What did you say?
I said, no, normal. In other words, couple Dilaudids, a couple vodkas, and a couple dabs.
Okay.
That's healthy living, brother. And that's why they call him Toothless Don.
Don. Jesus Christ. All right, Don. Men's room poll. I'm just going to give you between a buck and a thousand.
No, you're not going to. I'm not allowing you to do anything else.
Hang on the line for us, man. We don't.
Yeah, I really don't.
One to a thousand.
Head Chef's coming up. Ted's Meat and Potatoes. All about that tailgate. Noah Sherlock is also on the way. If you'd like to be a contestant and play Big Dummy, 844-999. Olamora Big Dummy coming up here in seconds.
Shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.